Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello, Total Smashers. I hope you're well. I've got a lovely, joyful, heart, soul jangling episode for you now. I'm hoovering today with brilliant Irish TV presenter and disability activist, Paddy Smith. If you haven't heard of him, he's a flipping legend in Ireland and beyond. We had a mighty chocolate biscuit war. But we'll get more into that. First of all, thank you for listening to Hoovering. As ever, it brings me great joy to hear from you. Email me, tweet me, follow me. We're at The Hoovering Pod on all the types of social media. And tell other people about the podcast if you don't mind. That's the greatest gift of all. Another gift you're allowed to give is money. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/thehooveringpod, where you, for as little as £2 a month in support of the podcast, can receive really cool podcast-related gubbins, including discount or free tickets, even for some patrons, to live shows. And I have got an incredibly snazzy one coming up in July, which I will be announcing, I believe, next Friday in Soho in London as part of the Underbelly Festival that will be on there in the summer with... I've only booked one guest so far for it, but they are the guest of my actual fucking dreams. They're a guest I've been... They're the sort of guest that if I told myself when I was 15 that you'd be working with them in any capacity, my bum would have fallen off with joy, because that's what happens when you're very happy. Also, I need to bore you with the knowledge that I have some London dates out for my tour show Hench at the Soho Theatre. It's literally a handful, I think 5 dates through June. They're warm-up shows because I am filming it. It's staggered seating in there, so they're all already down to the last few tickets. I would love to have you come and see me remember that show and maybe zhuzh it back up here and there with the odd bit or bob of newness. Yeah, okay, well, let's get into this. Paddy is a lovely head, as you're about to hear. There's absolutely nothing to warn you about. We had a right old giggle, despite our unplanned but matching hangovers. We found we had a weird amount in common, Paddy and I. And so we're on the Zooms, obviously, because he's over in Dublin and I'm in smelly South East London. And as I said, yeah, we've both bought a very impressive chocolate biscuit each to the Zoom.
Hi, Paddy. Lovely to meet you over the Zooms.
Lovely to meet you as well.
Where in the world are you?
I am from Dublin. With a name like Paddy, it's quite obvious, but yeah. Yeah, very, very...
And that's where you are right now?
Yeah, I'm in Temple Bar in Dublin.
Oh, so wow.
In the
even I've heard of that.
I know, you see.
Yeah.
Have you been to Dublin?
Yeah, once. I loved it, but I don't remember much.
That's the kind of blanket of what happens in Dublin. You had a good time.
Yeah,
you don't remember much.
I went to stay with a friend who was living there, and him and his missus had some big arguments. I remember that. I was really heartbroken, so I was keen to drink, keener than normal. And I remember looking at something very, very old in a very famous museum.
Okay.
This is the most disrespectful memory of a holiday I've ever had, I think.
I think it's a memory of having a good time, you know, not really remembering. Take away the arguments, it must have been good. You know?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so good. And I, again, like a massive racist, didn't realise you were still in lockdown. Lockdown 5. When will we stop counting them?
Exactly.
So you're allowed out in parks?
We are, and I'm allowed to get rad-arsed in a park, but can't go to a pub or a restaurant.
Are the toilets open in parks there yet?
Yeah, we have public, there's public toilets there. Or you go into the bushes. I mean, it's either or, and you bring cheap tissue and all of it. Well, I'm not a woman, so I don't have to do that, but, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm going back in the time machine to when I was like 16.
Yeah, and you were hanging out in a bus shelter because it was illegal to go into pubs.
Drinking from my mum's cabinet, being like, oh, I'll fill it up with water later on. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting, but now, yeah.
We're supposed to be having a chocolate biscuit special episode. Did you manage to get a chocolate biscuit?
Yeah, I got those Easter Bunny rabbit.
Okay, let me hold mine up and I might take a picture of us holding up our chocolate biscuits. I got arguably, I think, one of the best chocolate biscuits I've ever had. Have you had an M&S extremely chocolatey? Have you ever had that before?
I love anything orange anyway. Cherry chocolate, orange, too. Orange biscuits, they're just iconic. But I also think these mini ones...
Yeah.
Or
Maltesers Bunny, is it?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They're like sex in a chocolate.
They are like sex.
Or an orgasm in a chocolate. It's the crispiness. It's the thick chocolate.
Well, that's what I think is stunning about them, because who doesn't like Maltesers chocolate? But outside of an annual potential Maltesers Easter egg, when else are you going to get that density of Malteser flavoured chocolate?
If you see, I actually got a bag.
You got a whole bag of them. Good.
A whole bag of them.
Yep.
And I got these in Dun Stores, people.
Dun Stores.
Yeah.
Good to know. Are they reduced now because we're so past Easter?
Yeah, I'd say they've gone off and I'm like, yeah, he's stunning. No, but they never are. Chocolate takes forever.
Yeah. Mine looks like a segment of orange, but chocolate.
Oh, okay. I love it.
I'm going to have Okay, let's have a picture of us. Oh, I don't need to get my...
I'll get my hand, my creepy hand out.
Fine, that'll do. Sure, my face looked quite twisty-turny there, but I don't care. Right, we're going in.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Look at the amount of chocolate there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's quite the same, except that you have a little white orange bit.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than a chocolate biscuit and a cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. Have you got tea as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you take your tea? The old age. This divides the nation.
I like it strong. With animal's milk.
What's old animal school. Milk?
Just What's cow's that? Milk.
Yeah, but like how...
Feels
but
how semi-skimmed.
Yeah, but like how much?
I like it to be a caramelly colour. I hate it to look too milky, but I don't want it to look like a builder's... I don't want it to look like a bad fake tan.
Jess, I think we have the exact same way we take tea.
Oh, great.
Look at mine. Oh, hold on.
It's so hard to do without just pouring. Both of us have got a bit of hangover, so let's make sure neither of us just pours. Yes! Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see if I... Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Strong with a tiny bit of milk. Cow's milk. Stunning.
Yeah. And it was probably... Yeah, and I still have never found an alternative milk to taste nice in tea. I enjoy a good oat milk in a coffee.
Yeah.
But... cow's milk and tea, please. I had visions then of one of us just pouring a hot full cup of tea into our laptop.
It would have been, yeah. Great.
Yeah, it is good. And actually, what, this is a perfect day to have a chocky bicky and a cup of tea, a mild hangover. I don't know where to start with you. We're brand new to one another.
Oh, no.
Perhaps I'm going to start with a relatively brand new question for the podcast.
Okay.
What's the worst looking but best tasting thing you've ever eaten?
Okay. Let me think about this for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm a very visual eater.
Okay.
Like a very visual eater. Like if it's not visually aesthetically nice to me, right. I can't eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say I did MasterChef. I wasn't on MasterChef, but I was like a contributor to showcase kind of like my trials and tribulations and opinions on the MasterChef Ireland team. Mm-hmm. And I used to have to like recreate some of their meals.
Lovely.
On them, the reason why is because I can't cook for shit. So they're trying to make fun of me and exploit that.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to eat it. So they made me cook a fish, but like it actually, you know those fishes that like look like fish?
Yeah.
With the eye. No, I nearly got sick. I nearly got sick on the TV screen. I know.
With the eye. You know those fishes that have got an eye?
Yeah, well,
just
every
on the side, haven't they? Just one eye on the side.
Yeah, just one eye on the side. Like the little creepy shady eye, like, don't eat me. And I'm there like, oh, but I have to go for the thing. And every time I was looking down, I could see the creepy eye just like, hello, Paddy. Like, no, I nearly got sick on the screen. For the production team, it was an iconic moment. For me, it actually probably could have ended my career. Yeah.
Amazing.
What about you?
That's tricky, isn't it? It's usually, I think things like soups are really unphotogenic. I don't eat so much with my eyes, I think. There are loads of things I think look better than they're going to be.
Yeah.
And then, like, big-ass salads, I think can look really colourful and
stunning.
Inviting.
And then it's like, because they're healthy, you know?
Yeah.
anything healthy and not beige.
Yeah.
Looks amazing. And you know it's good for you.
Yeah.
It lacks in taste.
Yeah. Whereas, like, I think I've said it on this podcast before, but, like, chippy shop chips, I think, smell better than they taste.
Yeah.
Controversial. Oh, gosh. I'm sorry to say it. They also still taste great, but they smell like something. They smell like a, you know, you could use the smell of them to lure people into a kidnapping situation, couldn't you?
I absolutely agree with that.
I could be drawn nasally like a Pied Piper away from safety easily.
With the vinegary and salty kind of... You know, battery smell.
Yeah. Nose vibes. Yep. Recently, what's the... I think, I'm going to make like a stew later today.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And that'll look like shit.
But it will taste something because it's like food for the soul.
Mm. Totally. You know? It's this like Iranian stew and it's someone else's recipe. And I know it's good. My missus has had it before.
Yeah.
Gone, that's good. Can we have that? So I'm going to
You're like,
it.
Absolutely.
And she's warned me in advance. It's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
But wait till you eat it.
Is it easy to cook, but, you know, effective with the taste buds?
Exactly. Yeah. All the graft is sort of, it's just sort of manual labour. It's big chopping. There's some big chopping. And then you can leave the prick alone for hours. Yes.
Great.
Please.
Great.
Yeah. It tickles me that you're dog shit at cooking, but that you've been involved in Irish MasterChef.
Oh, absolute dog shit. I know. I mean, I think the reason I got the gig was because I was shit at cooking.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to showcase how bad someone was.
It showed inspirational in a different way to the actual chefs.
The contrast of how we can make fun of him giving his opinions on a cooking show. It was so bad as well because then they'd make me like you know, like I'd have to be a bit controversial, a bit sassy. Mm. The sassy gay, you haven't seen that before, geez. Then like they didn't tell me, but I'd be like ripping the like contestants. I'm like, they're awful, blah blah blah. And then the next day they'd be on the show with me, the TV. They're like, oh, you said I wasn't that good. I'm like, oh my god, oh my god,
oh no,
yeah. Oh, kills me. Because like, no, you know, so English and Irish aren't great at like being so straightforward. We like a bit of an undercurrent of niceness.
Yeah, veneer of charm.
And then underneath that, we may say one or two like cutting comments. But yeah. it's like covered in our like.
Yeah, totally. And we'll immediately take them back if it hasn't gone down well with the room.
Yeah, I know.
I learned that even just from the two little forays back into socialising. Be like, apparently so-and-so did that, so-and-so. And it takes is someone to go, I think they're cool. To up and go, yeah. No, me too.
I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, no. Yeah. If anything, I'm just talking about myself and I didn't mean that at all. And I wish I'd never said it. So. Yeah.
You're like overplaying it in your head, like, shit. Is that going to be like
panic,
something
panic.
That come after me?
If you don't like eating things that don't look delicious, would you talk to me about eating growing up then? Were you fussy, do you think?
Well, my mum, I love her, but she did like six meals on a conveyor belt, six meals a day. I'm very Irish, Irish based, like, you know, potatoes, vegetables and a bit of meat.
Yeah.
And that's because my dad is very old school, like he was born in 1933.
Uh-huh.
You can do the math. I mean, it was quite... Yeah. He's on the older side of generations. So he was kind of brought up with that. So it was only when I got older and got a bit bratish, being like, I don't want these six meals anymore. Like first world problems, giving eggs to my mom for cooking me meals. They're like hack of me. And then she'd start like going into like stir fries and like doing bits and bobs. But like I forced her into that. And I feel my bratish nature at the time, thinking I was so entitled to have more than what she was giving me. and now I realise I can only cook I can only do like pot noodle. That maybe those meals are great, you know. Maybe anything.
Thank you so much, Mum, for that, so at much. Least having six things in your repertoire. Did you have siblings?
So I had. I have a real blended family.
Mm-hmm.
So I've no real siblings. I've only half siblings.
Same's.
Yeah. So we're going from cut from the same cloth. My dad had three wives. So he's going to be Hugh Hefner. And my mum passed away when I was five.
Oh, quite. I'm sorry.
Yeah, from so then he remarried. So they only had myself, and then my mum remarried. My dad remarried, and she had another child already. And then they had twin boys.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So then I have two older sisters, and one from my dad, and one from my dad, and one from my actual birth mum. So we're all kind of, so it's very blended together.
Yeah, very modern.
Yeah. We're Americanized.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a fun time.
Yeah. Crikey.
But now I love, you know what I love? And I've got to learn how to cook it, because I don't want people to think I'm 33 years old and I can only do pot noodle. I can do slight, if you like, I love a chili con carne. Stunning.
Lovely.
I love a stir fry, but I do like a mince stir fry, turkey mince stir fry. Stunning.
That's very nice.
And I also, I always make my sauces, but life hack for me, I love a sauce. Like a sauce makes anything better. So lovely. I love Frank's hot sauce, but I mix it with natural yogurt.
Mm.
And the contrast of the like, cool natural yogurt to the spicy sauce. Oh,
lovely.
It's that orgasmic in your mouth.
So nice. Mm. Yeah, I'm really into putting yogurt in stuff at the moment.
Yeah, it's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you feel healthier, that's why.
Yeah.
Like natural yogurt. Yeah, I like the natural yogurt, yeah.
It's fucking good for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good for all your...
Yeah.
Or to have like live food. It's supposed to be super
organic live. I'm like, but how is it live though?
It's got microbes in it that are alive, that are really, really good for you and stop you getting ill. It has.
I know, but I love that you knew that, because I'm like, oh, I just like, how is it live? So it has little microbes.
I know, and I've just sort of answered you literally rather than extending the joke. And that's the problem with doing an interview hungover.
Yeah, I know, it's great.
What about if you like yogurt, have you ever, because I tried it for the first time recently and surprised myself.
Okay.
Have you ever tried kefir?
No.
It's fermented yogurt. It's okay. Like a fermented yogurt drink. And
like a yop.
Kind of, yeah. But it's different because it's like there's a sourness to it.
Okay.
And like almost a fizziness to it, even though it's a yogurt.
So it's like gone off fizziness.
Well, no, it's meant to be like that. But it's intense.
Like?
It's a lot. It's super, super good for you. I do like it. But as I'm liking it, I put about that much in a glass, like an inch and a half.
You're hating it as well.
No, I'm kind of going, I like it, but why do I like it? I like it, but why? Like, am I a pervert? Like, why do I like this? Why do I like it? And I don't want too much of it. But what's crazy about it is you can have like that little, it's probably like three sips, three big sips, because it's so complicated. Like, yeah. Flavours all together are so complicated. You just sort of need to take a minute with it. You couldn't, like, neck half a pint or something. Yeah. Like an animal probably can. But then afterwards, I'm like, whew, like, really full?
Okay.
That's clever.
So, it takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. And then you drink it, and then you feel like it must just go, whoa, and grow. Like, grow into a beautiful tree inside your tum.
You're like Jack and the Beanstalk over here in your stomach.
Yes, that's what's happened. I've grown a small boy, a stork, and a giant from three sips of fermented.
I need to get this.
I want to watch someone try it. I don't think, but it wouldn't have, you know, I didn't know you before we set this up. We'll have a chocolate. Let's have a chocolate biscuit and some fermented milk of a beast.
Yeah.
Of an unknown beast.
I love that. And Paddy's a very visual eater. You didn't know these aspects. If you hadn't done your research and asked the right questions, Jeff.
I'm so sorry. He's a visual eater. It could have got away with it. It just looks like milk. It looks like thick milk. And
yeah.
It looks like a yogurt drink. And the dodgiest thing about this, this is how not a visual eater I am. I get it from a local shop and it's got like Middle Eastern packaging on it. So I don't even know what animal's milk it is. It could,
okay.
it could be human milk for all we know.
Out of a nipple. Imagine.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What was I going to say? Now that restaurants are open for you, have you gone to any restaurants and actually had food served to you? That must be such an amazing thing.
It was so exciting. I went to the South Bank and had lunch in like a tesaka salad and sandwich place. But it was like, I was as excited as if I was going to somewhere Michelin starred.
Yeah.
It was so thrilling. And my kid was really fucking naughty, but I was so happy I didn't care.
Yeah, just living life.
Yeah, just living life. And then I went to... I've gone for it, basically. We've had a week and I had three meals out. What a luxury bitch. I went to Oaxaca. Can't go wrong.
Uzi loving it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also a really lovely pub with a big garden, obviously, near me in Catford in southeast London called The Ninth Life. And they've got, like, guest menus. And at the moment, it's these big dirty burgers.
Stunning.
Yeah, I had like a spicy vegan burger thing there that was so meaty that my vegetarian missus had to double check. And you could tell that the waiter was like, yes, sir, because everyone had been going, are you sure this isn't meat?
Because it was that nice. So basically, essentially, like, you're like, vegan food can't be that nice.
Come on, guys. Yeah. I think even it was Beyond Burger, I think, who'd made the patties in it. And they are so good. But if you get to see it before it's cooked, you know it's not meat. It looks kind of like synthetic, pinky grey. Like those fake vegan burgers, never. You don't. But then once they're cooked, they have done an amazing job.
So do you not eat meat now?
I eat meat so rarely, but not never.
Yeah.
I eat a bit of fish. What about you?
I am the same as you. Mm. I do eat meat, and I wouldn't say I'm vegetarian, purely because I'm obsessed with pizza.
Right.
And I wouldn't be able to give up my pizza love.
Right. But it has to be a meaty pizza.
Yeah, like I love like chorizo and pepperoni on it.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah.
So, like,
and they haven't quite perfected. Someone might tweet us if I say this, but I'm going to say it because I'd like the information if I'm wrong. I'd like to be wrong. I don't think they've nailed a fake pepperoni disc yet to put on a pizza, have they?
I know. And like cheese to me is just quite boring on a pizza. Like, to me, I would do it. Like, of course I could do it, but I'd miss it.
I love that. I mean, someone's got to do it and I could do it. I could probably manage, but it's not what I want.
No, it's not what I want. And look, like, I'm not going to be shamed for wanting my pepperoni pizza.
Don't shame my pepperoni, love.
But I will be able to, if I didn't have garlic dip now with my pizza, I would have a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I have my vegan garlic dips, which is quite a contrast. So I end up getting my vegan garlic dip, both them, the pepper and the pizza. I mean, I might as well get the just normal dip. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's the same feeling as when you get like
a Diet Coke.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. You go and get like a massive KFC bucket with a Diet Coke. You're like, it's just embarrassing. I don't know why I'm doing. Like, why am I doing that? Why have I done that out loud? The person behind you and the person in front of you will be doing that too.
I know. Well, look, I'm on my own, so I don't. But in my head, I'm still shaming myself. I'm ashamed.
You're shaming yourself.
Yeah.
Say scrum diddly umptious.
No.
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrum diddly umptious.
Is there any foods that you love that most people hate? Do you think? Or other way around?
Yellow mustard.
Oh,
you like you know,
like
that
Coleman's mustard.
Yeah.
Mm.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Just, it's such a like explosion of taste in my mouth when I have it. Now it's intense.
It's very
and sometimes
fun.
It comes on my nose. I'm so annoyed that we don't have it here in Ireland. Now I know probably everyone thinks like, what do Irish people have? Because they must be in farms and like, you know, planting our potatoes. But we do have more than people think. But we don't have pret a manger.
Oh, don't you?
No. And it hurts my soul because pret a manger is one of life's such loves.
What are pret thinking? Or is that like a choice of the Irish government?
I know.
What's happening there?
I know.
Because there's a... That's a... What? There's no reason not to... Oh, dear. Yeah,
and
pret's
like,
really
their roles,
good.
Their roles. Like, and that's how I got onto Cosmos because I lived in London for a year.
Yeah.
When I was like 19. And I used to go to Pret a Manger every day for lunch and I get the same crispy roll. I had like a bit of mustard and ham, a bit of every bit, and like got me onto it. And now I put, like, I have Coleman's mustard on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, nice. Ham and mustard is a classic sandwich. And if in a Pret baguette, I do feel like Pret and M&S know how to do something magical with mustard. They've got the best mustards in the things they add mustard to.
And you know what I think the UK are missing a beat with? You don't really have delis. Do you know what a deli is?
You're not the first Irish guest I've had to tell us this. Explain to me again.
So a deli is like, okay, so you have a centra or a spar, right?
Yeah.
But attached onto that, at the back of it, we'd call it a deli, which is basically like a hot place where like they'd have like sausages, rashers, like chicken goujons, blah, blah, blah. And then they'd have all their like cheeses, coleslaw. So it's like a glass hot plate deli, but there's like a hot part and then there's a cold part.
Yeah.
And then they have like crispy, like French sticks, you know, like the rolls.
Yeah.
And then you can cut it up and you can make up like a sausage baguette with like your cheeses on top of it.
Do you help yourself to the stuff?
Yeah, no, there's a person behind it, like, what you want.
Oh, right. You know? So it's like a kind of good independent Subway.
Yeah.
Without like the sweaty bread and like
but everything's
sort of
fog, kind of
misty
like,
lids on stage.
Everything's done from the shop, so it's like all the grocery bits. Do you know what I mean? Basically, they just put some of it out. So, you know.
It's like showcasing the shop's wares.
Wares. And
this
they're
shop
like, okay, yeah.
Tea bags.
Exactly.
You could have a cup of tea from us with
exactly.
this bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, it's like chicken goujons with ketchup, blah, blah, blah. And, like, it's stunning. And it's so good for, like, a hangover. You go into it, like, and then you don't, the closest thing to I think you'd have is Greg's, but it's still not the same.
No, it's not the same. You don't get to go, can I have some of that with, like, that cheese, but, like, and then can you put ketchup? You don't get to do that.
No.
You sometimes get places. I can think of one called the Doorstop in Brockley in southeast London, and they feel quite old school. Oh, and I think there might be one in Ladywell. I'm just listing places in southeast
London. It is quite old school.
Yum Yums. Yeah. It does feel old school, and you've got like a glass counter, and there'll be a few like kind of not the best sausage rolls, bit dusty and old, like cold, and pasties, and then just trays, but it's just sandwich fillings. There's no hot stuff in those places.
Okay.
You can just get like a ham and coleslaw roll or whatever, and then... Or sometimes they've like a bit, you can get like hummus and roasted vegetables. That's a nice one from there. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And then loads of different breads to choose from. Yeah, I'm into it. That does feel quite hangovery, doesn't it? To go and get like a really big bursting sandwich that you almost need a knife and fork for.
Yeah. Oh, it's stunning. Stunning.
Yes.
But you got pressed, we got that. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a dusty old hot plate.
Well, I went to a prep for the first time since we eased out of lockdown. And I got so confused because I just was getting a coffee on my way to a job. And the person behind me asked for a dry cappuccino. And they were like,
what the hell's a dry cappuccino?
I know. Well, what the fuck have they been... What is... Apparently,
how is it dry?
I asked Twitter, and apparently, a cappuccino should be coffee, milk, foam, and it's just less of the milk. So it's just coffee and foam.
Get in the bin. Fuck off. Oh my God.
And then somebody else asked for a latte.
Yes.
And they were like, warm latte. And I was like, I don't think she said warm, but they're taking it as warm latte. I was like, again. Have a latte. Is it too hot when you get it? Wait.
I think people are like, and this is going to, I could get cancelled for this, but sometimes I think people are like that you can be so woke, you know, woke with your food, woke with your drinks. Like you have to go against so much against the grain on every aspect of life that like you cripple yourself with wokeness.
Yeah. You can cripple yourself with wokeness, I agree. Yeah. And choice.
Yeah.
You give people so much power. There was like a Burger King, run of Burger King adverts, weren't there, where it was like, hey, if you don't like lettuce, it's fine. Just tell us. We'll personalise your thing. Like, okay, you're pandering to exactly those cunts who are going to come in and go, I want like 1.5 burgers and I want like 1.5 strips of cheese in between the thing.
Yeah.
And it like, oh, God. And then I want a dry, mild, warm, winking, fresh brew, bullshit. It's please, just, it's somebody just, kiss
it's
me.
It's irritating.
Latte.
It just irritates me. I'm like, I hate, like, one of my pet peeves is when I'm in restaurants and, like, if I'm with someone and they're so kind of particular about the stuff, they're like, or if they're like, tell me what you choose. I'm like, don't put that pressure on the person.
Yeah, when you say that to the waiter. They're like, what's the best thing on the menu?
Tell me what you choose. I'm like, the poor bastard.
The poor bastard. If you're that indecisive, close your eyes and do an ip-dip dog shit with a pen. Ip-dip dog shit, I love that. Honestly.
It kills me.
Yeah. And then especially when they then say, well, I think my favourite thing on the menu today is the salmon. You'd be like, why?
Yeah,
like,
why?
Oh, give the guy a break. Sometimes I think with the amount of choice, especially when it comes to coffees, I just sort of think maybe it is a good idea if we have an apocalypse and everything's paired back to nothing and we have to start again with like 4 channels and maybe 2 types of coffee. With or without milk when it comes to coffee.
You have Bunsen Burger. You have Bunsen Burger.
No. Oh, Bunsen Burger. No, I've heard of it. Maybe we do have one in Soho. I don't know.
So Bunsen Burger is like, they've gone back to like the bare minimal. Like you have 4 types of burgers, 4 chips and 2 and milkshakes. That's it.
Nice.
Like, and it's a card. It's like a business card.
Nice.
Takes everything back to basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair play. Oh, that sounds good.
I think I might have a Bunsen actually after this. I've actually just realised.
I
deserve a Bunsen. It's a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I think you do. It doesn't feel like a Monday. Do you? I feel like...
No.
I've got really like Thursday vibes today.
Now, tell me this. This is one thing I want to call it. This is all about food and, you know, loving food.
Yeah.
Do you love a roast?
Yes. I do love a roast, but...
Would you like a beef? See, I'm a chicken roast person. You know, people have like their meat, like their beef roast or their chicken. I'd be more chicken. And my roast is more about the gravy and stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
And you guys do a thing where you have Yorkshire puddings, which is stunning. That's not part of our vibe over here, which is
exciting. Okay, well, I'm very rarely have a wave of patriotism, but I'd defend the Yorkshire
I would as well.
To the extent that I think the majority of people here probably order beef as their favourite roast, to the extent that French people's nickname for English people is le roast boeuf, because beef is the one that you traditionally get the Yorkshire pudding with.
Okay.
The best way I would fight to defend of having a roast is to put the Yorkshire pudding with it regardless of what the meat is. And it is one of the few meals that I think I'd rather, if I'm going to have a vegetarian version of that, I'd rather there not be a meat substitute. Yeah. I don't want a fucking nut loaf bullshit mushroom Mannington. Fuck off.
Yeah, no, fuck off.
Just have all the other stuff. Just have a Yorkshire and the potatoes and do the vegetables beautifully and have some stuffing.
Stunning.
Heaven. The gravy is key. If I'm having a carnivorous roast, one of the best things that ever happened to me, it was in a pub in Brighton. I can't remember the name of it. Something in Unicorn. Lion and Unicorn, maybe. Where you can order half and half. So you can get like a bit of chicken and a bit of beef, or a bit of pork and a bit of lamb.
Best of both.
Yeah.
Oh, love it.
That's thrilling, isn't it?
Thrilling stuff. But are you a person, because the other is 2,000 people, do you put like a little bit of gravy and then like to taste each individual, like, I suppose, taste of the food? Or are you like smother it like a river? I'm a river of gravy. Yeah. Everything.
Big valley of brown.
Yeah.
Making it so that you've got all these textures with the flavour of gravy.
With the flavour of gravy.
Absolutely no other flavours left. No. Yes, me too.
Mine's like a little soup swimming around. I'm like stunning. Yeah.
And I like all the other little sauces that basically make everything just taste of them as well, like horseradish, mint, any of those sauces. Don't care about cranberry, actually, or any of the ones that like to go with chicken or turkey. But horseradish or mint if you're having lamb or beef. And then that's all you can taste. It's such a massive flavour. Mustard.
Oh, mustard. Honestly, I'm the exact same. I'm all about a sauce that like overpowers the whole dish. But if I like the sauce, it makes everything better.
It's true. Delicious.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's your favourite takeaway?
Oh, God. It really depends on my mood. At the moment, because I feel like I used to be able to cook Thai food really well, and I've sort of lost the ability. I keep fucking it up. So I've stopped making Thai food at home. Thai takeaway. It still feels like the most exotic.
If you saw this, Jess is like giving me sexy eyes as she says it. She's like, the most exotic. I've actually, have you been to Thailand?
No, I went.
Yeah.
Tell me what you ate.
Oh God, everything came out of my arsehole, so it was not great. Yes.
Oh no, you got ill.
Yeah. Because Thailand, like, that's what happens because obviously. Like the ice and stuff when you're having drinks, like you put a bit of ice in it, gives you bad diarrhea. So essentially,
shit.
You know, shit would be the operative word. But it's an amazing place. I did all the islands.
Oh wow!
Like PP, Then for 6 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
At the time I was like 17. Well, no, I was just out of maybe just 21. Yeah. And I'd somehow convinced my parents that I needed a duplicate of their credit card because for like safety reasons, and ended up spending like $3,000 on it. I'm like, no, but I also, in my defense, I also saved up $2,500.
Great.
So like I actually only spent over 500 of their money, which is okay.
Okay, fine, fine, fine. Still though, oh, how fun.
Yes, we did like, we did full moon, the full moon party and everything. Brilliant. Eating,
is it true that the Red Bull's full of like really good drugs in Thailand?
I don't know. It could have been.
Didn't try it.
Like the food is lovely.
Good. Okay. Right.
I think you'd have a whale of a time.
I would love to go. I would so love to go.
They haven't had these like food carts that I think you'd have on the street. Now, I didn't go near them, obviously, but I think you would love to kind of like immerse yourself into that culture.
Yeah, I would. You know? And try all the things.
Yeah.
And get all the different types of diarrhea you can get. Try everything in and everything out. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, so bad at one time it happened that I went to the toilet and like, I was so long in there that I came back out and there was a queue nearly outside the restaurant of me. And I'm like, it smelled so bad that I just had to leave the restaurant. And my friend was sitting at the table. I had to leave the restaurant because I was like, this, I can't even sit here while everyone's in the line waiting. It was the most, I just walked out of the bathroom. I walked out of the restaurant, like literally didn't look at my friends, just walked out of the restaurant. I'm like, no, that's not going to happen for me now.
God, have you ever had a patch where you eat the same thing every day?
Yes. I'm actually having one of those patches at the minute.
Are you?
Yes. So I have a every day I'd have like an omelette.
Okay.
With tomato, onion and spinach.
Lovely.
And so I make my omelette, but then I order my flat white from Starbucks.
Very nice.
Delivery. Yeah, delivery.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And then it comes, and I get a smoothie as well, which is like a breakfast smoothie thing. So, yeah, then I have that for breakfast. And then for lunch, I'd either like make a salad or order a salad called Acapulco.
Oh.
Which is basically...
That sounds fun.
Yeah, which is basically like pineapple and like loads of things. And then what I'd have for dinner, I normally try and do like a stir fry type of thing.
What's in an Acapulco salad apart from the pineapple?
So it's like pineapple, like chicken. It's like barbecue chicken with pineapple, onions, spinach, avocado, sweet corn, red cabbage, all like just immersed.
It's got everything in it.
And you can pick your own things. And then you can have like a brown rice base or a spinach base or what, you know.
Is it from one of those places? Years ago, I used to temp every Thursday and Friday in this horrible finance place.
Yeah.
But one of the things I loved about it was like every Thursday, I pretty much force myself to bring a packed lunch, and every Friday be like, right, I'm going to go and get lunch in one of these places where these rich, these hedge fund, where all these millionaires are getting their lunch. And one of the places was called, oh God, I can't remember now, but it was one of the, it was like a deli, but it was just for salads and swanky ass salads. So you picked a bowl and then you picked a base lettuce or you could get a pasta in there if you didn't want, like there were about four different types of lettuce. And then there were like set ones that with the name.
Yeah.
Or you could make it up as you went along, but like just to work your way through the set was so exciting. Yeah. And then the dressing on last and they shake it around.
Yeah.
And you've got this huge tub and you're like, I'm having a salad for lunch, even though you're having, it's like as big as your head, the tub.
Literally,
so
like you can make it for dinner as well. Like you could eat half and half.
Yeah. Heaven.
Yeah.
Oh.
So really, really good. But that's my vibe at the minute. You know.
I like it. Very nice. And then how long will you go with the homogeny of that? Is that the right word? Monotony of that? The sameness of that? Before you're like, something's got to change.
Well, because I'm trying to be healthy,
Right.
So this is kind of like my health buzz. Because like,
right.
I'm actually not a big eater. I don't eat right. a lot, right? But yeah, I try to eat like 3 times a day. But the problem with me is I'm a snacker. So like,
yeah,
I'd snack throughout the day. Like, oh, I have a pack of the crisps or, you know, peanut. Yeah. So I'm trying to get out of that and just having nuts. You know, like a rabbit, but like, I love like my biscuits and my crisps. That's like, that's my downfall.
They're delish. Everything's just so delicious. But nuts, I think nuts are really delicious as well.
Yeah.
And they're so full of fiber.
Mm. Like I'm eating
nuts at the moment too.
Yeah. They're a good source of protein, people say. But
protein, really good fats, really good, lots of energy. Like, but the problem is, I think the problem with nuts is they're so filling, but you cannot know how full you are until way after you've stopped. But they're very hard to stop, even if they're not really covered in any lovely salt, even if they're just
boring, there.
Naked, you know,
uncooked,
whatever, uncooked, raw, you know, maximum nutritious, fiberful, skin on, brilliant for you. Even then, it's like, I have to like put the smallest puddle in a ramekin and take it away from the bag.
Do you know what we won't have anymore in pubs and restaurants? You know, like that Pompeii mix.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah, I've not had that for ages.
You won't be able to, because like, I suppose it is very unhygienic.
Yeah, what, to all just dip in.
Yeah.
to the same vat of disgusting. Yeah. Communal eating is going to be a... It maybe will be changed for like ages, that thing where you all go, even like a carvery or whatever, where you all go up to the same thing. We're just not going to be doing that. Oh, we can't all touch the same tongue.
Like a buffet kind of vibe. Like a hotel. I love hotel buffets. You know, when you go down for breakfast in the morning. And one of my...
And you get the scrambled egg that's like solid as a rock.
I know. And like, and then like, but I always love their hash browns.
Yes, I do too. I buy crap hash browns to have in the freezer.
Yeah,
really bad hangovers.
Like their hash browns are always my favorite. And one of my favorite things is going through like putting the toast in that slidey thing and watching it do its thing.
It flies out.
Yeah,
and it flies out the conveyor belt.
Yeah,
brilliant. I once got a piece of toast. Mine just never came out, and then a small fire began. It was in a Novotel in Liverpool, and it's when my son was a little baby. I was there for gigs, and I set the toast machine on fire.
Oh my
god!
There
was a queue of people, really livid with me. Yeah, and the little mini pastries—they're so fun in hotels. A tiny mini pastry. I don't care.
Like a little croissant, and you can have
tiny little miniature bastard.
And then have like that, like, you know, like your teapot. No, I love that vibe.
Yeah, and they're like, "Would you like more coffee?" And you always would like more.
And the juice is always there, really fresh.
Yeah,
lovely,
really fresh, and sometimes in like a huge tank. Yeah. You could just go up, and they purposefully give you a really small cup, so you don't overdo the juice, and you have to sort of shut your shame down and go back up again and again and again to get your one shot.
I actually get two at the time. I get like one orange juice and one apple juice. I'm like, I can't choose.
I can't choose. Yeah, those places are far on. I haven't missed the travelling element of my work so much until really recently, and then suddenly, like about a year into not doing that side of my work, I've suddenly been like, not only do I desperately miss normal stand-up gigs now, but I love the idea of not constantly again, but the odd night in a hotel by myself, or with colleagues, you know,
because you can never beat hotel sheets. I don't know what they do, I don't know how they are, they're just stunning.
All so crispy.
Like
almost a bit too stiff.
Yeah.
You couldn't, no normal human non-hotel sheet is that stiff even on first buying, is it?
No, I don't know what they do.
Yeah, it must be to do with how they like broil them in industrial, like antibac vat.
You know, and like as well when you're like in the bed and it's so in the base of the bed that you can't pull it out, you can't pull the like, duvet up, you're like,
yes, true. It's a workout, isn't it? Where they've like done the foot tuck thing underneath. Yeah. Come on, God. Yeah,
you know, old school like jellies, remember, like you'd put them in a bag and you'd have like a little, you'd be able to go to like a shop brand thing, and it'd be like you'd be able to mix up old school jelly like bonbons.
We call them penny sweets.
Yeah, penny sweets.
Even though they've not been a penny for a long time.
No. It's like a tenner.
Poundy sweets, yeah. Doesn't sound as catchy.
I miss them. Sweets. I miss them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Again, though, quite handsy.
Yeah.
It was quite like they stupidly, for a bit in my local Tesco's, put this big vats of like hands in penny sweets. Obviously, they'd put them by the tills so that people at the last minute did it. But bought them because, you know, you buy the things you see last as a quick last minute extra. But my son, when he was a toddler, and loads of other kids, they're shit at standing in a queue waiting for you to pay anyway.
Yeah.
They just ran off and got their hands in and started shoveling in the mouth. And you're like,
I know.
Oh, fuck. Get away from there. Like that. But you're like, well, he's not the only kid who's going to have done that. That is rank.
And
like,
then the supervisor's just looking at you with shame, really.
Yeah. Just disgust. Like, oh, you control your children. And fair play, actually. She had a point. Fair play. Bags, all bags, vanish. We've got to carry everything everywhere. At first, it's okay. We just do smaller shops. But actually, once we realise no one can go anywhere for more than 3 nights, ever, or move house, and fishing is ruined because you can't get any fish into a fishing bag, and so the rest of life is ruined. It all kicks off. Bags agree to come back to work, but only if you, and weirdly, it does have to be you, Paddy, agree to follow a busy falcon around, reading it the whole of the screenplay of Mrs. Doubtfire. It sounds impossible, but you do it!
Yay!
You're a hero. You go down in history as the man who saved us all from a bagless life, a bagless future, a miserable bagless existence. And your reward in reality is that place in history is an absolute motherfucking stone cold legend forever. But your reward in the moment, and bearing in mind you couldn't be happier because of all this adulation.
Yeah.
And you couldn't be hungrier because you've just read the whole screenplay of Mrs. Doubtfire without any breaks to a bird that kept hopping around.
Yeah.
Is the feast of your dreams. So it's like the opposite of a last meal in the sense you couldn't be happier or hungrier or more willing to eat. You're allowed to shower, you're allowed to reset, do whatever you need to do to sit down and enjoy this incredible fantasy feast. Nothing has to be possible. I couldn't give a fuck about health consequences, anything, ethics. Okay. I would love to know, in that sort of fantasy dream situation where there was real joy and hunger, what you would eat, what you would drink, and if there's a who with and where, who with and where.
Okay, you've got my mind ticking over. Okay, so I'm going to do a starter main dessert.
Classic, perfect.
I would love to have it. I'd go full on bougie fancy.
Yeah.
Full on bougie fancy, probably with my mum.
Lovely.
Like proper bougie. Like I'd want like, you know, the two glasses, like the cutlery where you don't know where to begin. Like I'd want the whole fucking shebang, you know, and I don't want to apologize for it either.
No.
But I think the food would be more like dirtier than I am. So I would begin with a vegetarian spring rolls. And dumplings.
Oh, yes.
But the dumplings will be meat-filled. Do you know those, like, dumplings you get? So I'd get a mixture of them with, like, a soy sauce and, like, a chili sauce.
Lush.
Yeah. So my first thing. Then my main would probably have to be a crispy base stunning pizza.
Mm.
And I'd cut it all up. And I'd have the garlic dip there as well. My toppings would be like pepperoni and chorizo. Stunning.
Oh, pepperoni and chorizo. Yeah. This is the dream.
Then for my dessert, I'd have a Bailey's cheesecake.
Yeah. Okay.
Bailey's cheesecake. And have like a stunning, searing hot cup of tea.
Oh, and then heaven.
Maybe at the beginning as well, I might have a glass of Prosecco.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Glass of Prosecco with the starter.
Yeah.
Searing hot cup of tea with a Bailey's cheesecake at the end.
Yeah.
You've really taken me on a journey there.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
There's class. There's filth.
Yeah.
There's comfort. I love the idea of eating, you know, cheesecake and pizza, but in somewhere that looks like the Ritz.
Yeah, in somewhere else. Yeah, literally.
Like, just sort of everyone's dripping in diamonds. Or just like, just sort of wiping bits of money off their face.
Literally, dollar bills. But
but you're having like just a big pizza with like just both types of processed meat on.
Yeah, exactly. So when you like cut it down, it's dirty food, but I put it in a setting of stunningness.
Yeah, show it. Put it in the frame it was always meant to be.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And give it the fucking respect it's always been due.
Yeah, respect.
Dumplings, pizza and Bailey's cheesecake.
Stunning.
Yes, please. Thank you so much for doing this, my love.
Thank you, Jess. It was really great.
Yum in my tum.
What a lovely episode. I am going to watch everything Paddy does now like a hawk. I think he's an absolute superstar. Follow him. Why don't you follow him on everything? He is on both Instagram and Twitter as Paddy Smith, and it's P-A-D-D-Y-Y Smith, also with a Y. He also has a podcast all about the Channel 4 programme The Circle, at C4 The Circle for more information, where he interviews the stars of it and stuff like that. So check that out as well. There will be a link in the podcast notes. There will also be a link in the podcast notes to literally everything of interest, every restaurant, every book, every film, etc. that we mention. I always put links to that stuff in the podcast notes. If you go to them, there should be wherever you got the podcast from. Anything in capitals after the introduction is a link to something that we spoke about. Please use those podcast notes, because they take me a very long time to do. Tweet us, Instagram us, write to us. I say us, but I mean me. It's only me. At The Hoovering Pod on all the social media, or I'm at Jessica Fostercue. You can email me through my website, jessicafostercue.com. And the other thing is, guys, that I have got tour dates. I think there are tickets for some of them still. The tour goes all around the UK to the places it was possible to go to. There were places I would have loved to have gone to that I couldn't get into my venue for in the summer, which is a sad thing, but there we go. But yeah, they're all on my website, and there are a handful of tickets left for the handful of London dates at the Soho Theatre, all listed on my website as well, at jessicafostercue.com, and then click on My Doings. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.